Democrats, led by Majority Leader-elect Andrea Stewart-Cousins, predict that the early weeks of the session will feature swift action on expanding voter access, implementing stricter gun control measures, and strengthening women's rights, including codifying the abortion rights in the landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade into New York law. Senator Stewart-Cousins spoke shortly after being reelected to lead the Democrats late last year.
A lot of things that people expected of us, frankly, that were not delivered. Come January and for the ensuing months, all that will change.
Governor Cuomo says he's on board with many of those items, and he seems eager to steer the socially progressive agenda through his budget plan due later in January. Cuomo, who made his reelection campaign about his resistance to President Donald Trump and his policies, expressed relief during his inaugural address about the new Democratic control of the legislature.
I feel liberated. I felt like I was fighting with one arm tied behind my back.
But even though the Democrats will hold the governor's office and both houses of the legislature, there are going to be some friction points. Many Democrats in the Senate and the Assembly want the state to fulfill a 12-year-old court order. It said billions more dollars needed to be spent on public schools, especially in the state's poorest areas. Cuomo, in a speech in late December, drew the battle lines when he said he thinks the state already spends enough money on schools. It just needs to be better distributed in individual school districts. And Cuomo urged lawmakers to move on from the court decision.
These are ghosts of the past.
Cuomo and Democratic lawmakers may also clash on single-payer health care. Many in the Senate and the Assembly back a Medicare for All-style proposal for New York, but the governor has not endorsed it. He says he instead wants to strengthen the federal Affordable Care Act. Richard Brodsky is a former state assemblyman. He's now a political commentator, and he teaches at the NYU Wagner School. He says when it comes to approving spending for education, health care, and other items in the state budget, Governor Cuomo holds a lot of power. And he says Democrats in the Senate may not yet fully realize that.
The new Senate Democrats, I don't think they quite understand the dictatorial powers of the governor in a budget. When the governor says, I want a law in the budget, the legislature does not have the constitutional power to say no to him. And that really shocks people when they figure it out.
Brodsky says the governor may try to peel away the senators in more fiscally conservative areas of Long Island and the Hudson Valley and upstate from the rest of the Democrats on the issues of taxes and spending. The governor has already said he wants to continue a statewide property tax cap, and he's against imposing more income taxes on the wealthy beyond an existing state surcharge on millionaires.
If he can't make that split, he's going to have to move to the left on economic issues, and I don't think he wants to.
Democratic political consultant Bruce Jory says if the Senate Democrats want to maintain a strong majority in the future, then they should act themselves to protect new members from having to vote on items that might be unpopular with their constituents.
If upstate and suburban legislators sat quietly with their colleagues and said, you know what, I can't go back to my constituents and be perceived as soft on this issue, just like I know you have to protect tenants and strap hangers, which is the New York idiom for people who ride the subways. And I think if they talk to each other and figure that out, they can continue to be productive.
Jory says if Democrats want to be successful, though, they need, above all, to avoid a circular firing squad. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.